Hello?
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Jacob?
Yeah, man, this is Steve.
Hey, Jacob. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee department. Sorry about that. We're going to have our IT guy look at Mary's system. I don't know why she couldn't transfer. Let me see. Okay, so have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you already know how it works?
No, I really don't know how it works. I just know that whenever I type in like window replacement company near me, it has a
First thing you
certain
see one.
company that's at the top that's Google Guaranteed, and I know that he's probably getting more business than me or any other people just because he's at the very top.
Right.
So
Right.
yeah, I really don't know how it works. I understand it's like a pay by lead system, I wanna say.
Correct. Yes.
No, but I don't know how much it costs, how it works, what are their like requirements that I have to have, stuff of that nature.
So I'll go over all that with you. I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up here. One of the major benefits to it is it's a newer program. So a lot of companies don't know about it yet. So it's not like overly saturated. You know what I'm saying? But you're absolutely right. It's a pay per qualified lead program. The benefit of these leads is for one, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it's coming through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, Jacob, and this is really why it's becoming more and more popular, you only pay for qualified leads, okay? Meaning, when that lead calls you, okay, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate to go out, or if you quote them, go over pricing, right? Those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Okay? If it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, a solicitation call, a service you don't provide, anything but a booked appointment or a quote, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end. It makes sense? Okay. Now, you're right too, there are some requirements to qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay? So Google's putting you at the top of the page. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if the client books your services through Google Guarantee. Okay.
Yeah,
So my,
what do you mean by that? Like $2,000 in insurance?
so let's say you go out there and you like just leave a hole in their wall, right? And don't come back. Google is going to insure them up to $2,000 on any project. But I know you wouldn't do that, you know what I'm saying? But if you were, right, Google would basically take you off of the lead program in that situation, you know?
We have general liability and stuff like that. So, do you mind if I put you on a brief hold? I'm actually at a drive-through
Yeah, take your time.
north.
That works perfect for me, so I could pull the requirements up too.
Yeah, I'll put you on hold just real quick.
Awesome. Appreciate you.
Hey, man, I'm back.
All right, perfect. I got all the requirements, too. Perfect timing. So there's not a specific licensing requirement for the window repair vertical. There is an insurance requirement, though. You need general liability, a minimum amount of $300K towards that. Do you currently
I have $1.5 million, so
perfect. All right. And also, do you have a crew of guys, or is it just you?
Yeah, I have a crew, yeah.
Okay, so I'll show you a workaround. What you're going to want to do on the application is you'll put zero field workers and put one owner just to make it a faster process, but they're going to require a background check on you. Would that be fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. All right, so background check will be good. You're insured. Okay, so you do qualify. So out the door for Google Guaranteed, just for setup, there's a one-time application / management fee.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically to run the background, submit your insurance, and get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section.
Mm-hmm.
You pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That will be for $250.
Okay.
All right. Now, your cost per lead after you're approved, okay? And what we said in writing, the approval process can take 4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. Usually when you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, we have you approved in about 3 to 4 weeks, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But once you're approved, the cost per qualified lead for the window repair vertical just means category, that's going to be at $40 per lead. Okay.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Now, Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Like, I got a guy in New York. He sets a 200 lead budget a month, but he does, like, the whole state, and he's got multiple crews, you know? So sky's the limit, but the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that's going to be at $520 for 13 leads.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fine. I mean, as long as it's, because that's the thing is, like, I signed up with Angie's List, and they're pretty much a big rip-off.
Oh, way better. Yeah,
they're pretty much a big rip-off, because, I mean, I don't get charged unless they call me and I set up an appointment with them.
Yes.
I mean, so if that's 13 appointments, then, yeah, that's completely fine. And to be honest with you, I would probably want even more than that. I mean, but we'll start, we can do, like, 15. Right now, and then whenever I get, you know, more work and stuff like that, that's 15 a month, right?
Yeah, a month, correct. And let's say, like, my guy that does 200 leads a month, right? Sometimes he'll pause it because his guys just get, like, swamped with work. Like, he's a general contractor. So if that happens to you, it's not going to be a monthly charge. It depends on the amount of leads that you take on. So if you take on 13 qualified leads, the following month, you're charged $520 to replenish your lead budget. But if you take, like, 6, for example, and decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, the next month, you're just charged $40 times 6 to replenish that $520 budget, you know?
Yeah, what do you mean charge? I mean, I thought you said I was only charged, like, whenever we book an appointment.
Yeah, correct. So you have to either schedule an appointment or quote them in order for it to be considered a qualified lead that you're charged for. Correct.
Yeah.
All right. So first thing I'm going to do, Jacob, I'm going to have everything sent off to you in writing. We have Apollo Windows LLC at Gmail. That's the best one, right?
Yeah.
All right. So first email coming to you now is going to be titled Google Guarantee. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to reply to that email with your vertical, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you just see them in writing, okay?
All right. I mean, another question that I had, something I'm just now seeing, is I searched up window replacement company near me, because that's usually where, like, where the Google Guaranteed people are. But at the very top, instead of saying Google Guaranteed, it says sponsored.
Right. So what's going to happen, the good thing about your area is there, it's not overly saturated. So if there's less than three companies with their leads on, it does only show on mobile devices. You're searching on a mobile though, right?
Correct, yeah.
All right. What was the keyword again? You said window repair near me?
I just put window replacement company near New Albany, Mississippi.
Replacements. You see what you're talking about real quick.
Yeah, like in this.
Yeah, it says sponsored, and that's still the Google Guaranteed section. So you see, give me a quick second here. Oh, I got to change the area. No, you're seeing the Google ads right now. So the good thing, you're going to really capitalize on that area because that means on a mobile device, if it's not showing, nobody has their leads on for that specific area.
Yeah.
Like I'm telling you, it's so new, a lot of companies don't even know about this at all yet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so like whenever it says sponsored at the top, like what does that mean?
That's the Google ads. So those are pay-per-click. Every time those guys are clicked on, it's going to take
second,
from
man.
Their budget.
Yeah, 1 second, man.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Yeah, I tried paying with the card, but the machine. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, sorry,
man. Yeah, you're good. Yeah, that section you're seeing, though, is pay-per-click. Like, pay-per-qualified lead is a way better situation, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but it still, like, pop me up at the top with me?
You're
going to
be ahead of those guys. Yeah.
Oh, will I?
You will. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because there's another company that I was talking about. They're called, I forget what they're called, something home improvement. Right. But anyway, I typically see them at the top, but I mean, I guess they just turned their leads off or something.
Yeah, that's what it was, more than likely, you know? Like I said, it's not overly saturated. Like, Angie Leads, man, they send those leads to like four or five different companies every time, and they charge you regardless. Like, with this, you don't share the lead because they're like picking you and calling you directly, and it has an automatic dispute system. It is, like, the best lead program on the planet right now, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, just Angie Leads is a total ripoff. So
it really
I'm
is.
I'm currently in a dispute with them, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and since we started offering this, we have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Like, it is foolproof, man, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so I sent you – I'm going to be really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So I sent you a text message – with my direct line and extension too, so you have that.
Mm-hmm.
What I also need to do is I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person actually managing your leads. So they're going to go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, for the one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
Which one is that?
It shows me a MasterCard ending in 8785.
No, that's not. I want to change that, yeah. And I want to, and speaking of, if you can, I'd like to change my billing card too, you know.
Yeah, I could change it out for you, no problem. So the new card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
It's a 5293.
Mm-hmm.
9300.
Okay.
3050.
Mm-hmm.
4529.
All right. Expiration.
0129.
All right. And CVV code.
463.
Is it going to be the same billing address, the 1004 County Road 340?
Correct, yeah. All right,
perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, just so you know, for future reference, if you ever wanted to change your billing, you could do it from your client dashboard, too, in the future.
Oh, I can't. Okay.
Yeah, all you do is go to settings and then go to billing if you ever wanted to change it on your own. Or just call me, brother. and I'll walk you through it too, you know?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Just the only way it should change, I mean, that is my business card, so the only way it should change
oh,
is
perfect.
If it gets compromised or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hopefully that doesn't happen. You know, for that kept happening to my wife, man, and we found out through the bank. She was like, she was purchasing something on like Facebook, you know? So she cut
yeah.
that out, and we're golden now, but we had to change like our account and everything. It was
oh,
crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, give me 1 second. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed to your account, and I'm going to get those the application sent to you via email and via text message too, okay?
Okay, yeah. So you said that it won't get active until I get approved, which I mean, all the
correct.
Requirements, I know I'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you said so that it won't start showing Google Guarantee till like 3 to 4 weeks from now at minimum?
So the quickest one I've ever seen, it was done in 4 days. You know what I'm saying? So it can
okay.
be faster, but to cover
yeah,
our butts, what we send you
yeah.
is 4 to 8 weeks. And if it's sooner
yeah.
than that, you're happy with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
for sure, yeah.
The biggest
we're
thing
gonna,
for
we're
you...
We're going to hope for the 4 days for sure.
Yeah, right. The biggest thing for you is you want to get that app sent, like, ASAP, and I'm going to give you, like, some tips on it, too, in just 1 second. Let me just get
yeah.
it to you.
Yeah, I'll do that as soon as I get home from work tonight when I'm in front of my computer
perfect.
Or something.
Perfect. All right, give me a second.
So you guys will have it by Monday for sure.
Awesome. And we'll set your... We'll set your interview with the Google Guaranteed Tech on Monday then, too.
So, okay, yeah, sure.
1 sec. All right. So the email that's going to come through, okay, it's going to be titled,
yeah.
Your Google Guaranteed Campaign Has Begun, okay?
Yeah.
Or Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins, whatever. On there, it's going to have a bunch of stuff, but the main thing is it's going to have a link to the application, okay?
Yeah.
Give me 1 sec. Let me just make sure that's sent.
Yeah, it did. I had something come through.
Awesome. You're also going to get it via text message, okay? Now, I want to give
yeah.
you some tips on that application. You're going to see on there, it's going to say license, okay? There's
yeah.
not a specific license requirement for your vertical and area.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is put NA for non-applicable on there. Okay.
Well, I mean, I do have my contractor's license, though, so do I
yeah,
just put that in there?
Yeah, just put it in there, then. If it's easily,
okay.
like, if you have it ready to go, shoot it. But if not, just put NA so we can push it through. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Then you're going to want to put the insurance. There's an example of the insurance document they want to see, okay?
Okay.
If you don't have that Accord document that you see in there, your insurance
yeah.
company, like, I've talked to clients where they get it to them, like, over the phone. You know what I'm saying? So, you want to put that insurance doc in, okay? Now,
yeah.
also, for the background check, okay, you're going to
yeah.
put on there, just to speed it up, so you don't have to do a background on all your employees,
yeah.
what you're going to do is you're going to put 0 field workers and put
yeah.
1 owner, okay? That way, they just do the background on you.
Okay.
All right. Google doesn't have like a van driving around checking up on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the background is done by 2 different companies through Google. Very trusted companies.
Yeah.
One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed.
Okay.
The other one is Evident. And what I've noticed, okay, 9 times out of 10, it is Evident that does the background for whatever reason.
Yeah.
They are going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license, okay?
Okay.
So for the onboarding appointment, just have that with you. And what they'll do is if it's Evident, they'll trigger the text with you on the phone so you can scan
yeah.
the front and back of your driver's license.
Okay.
Also, very important, we have you put this in so we don't miss it. It's going to ask you what cities you want to target, okay? The cities you want to target for Google Guaranteed, you'll show up at the top for those cities.
Yeah,
so really kind of put some thought into that, too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, to be honest with you, I mean, it's not, I mean, like, I want to do, like, 150-mile radius around where I live.
So you got a lot of cities. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to have to individually put in 1,000 cities, you know?
Okay. So I'm going to make it easy on you. Give me 1 second. You said 150 miles, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm going to do,
what we'll probably do is I guess because,
we'll just do 150 mile radius. I guess the reason why I'm saying this is because if we're only going to start out with 15 leads per month, that's what I'm saying. What my thing is, can you turn my budget up to whatever it is and then, you know, to I guess unlimited, and then whenever I get filled, I just cut them off?
Yeah, you can play with your budget as much as you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have some clients that call in and they're like, hey, I want 30 leads this week. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? So they'll, in the appointment, they'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. So you're going to want to set that with them, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But what I was going to do, I did 150 mile radius, man, there are a ton of cities and it's in six different states. So you go into Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky?
Yeah. Okay. Probably not. I mean, if it's that big, I guess you can probably shorten it to like 100.
Okay.
Because, I really only want to travel like maximum like 2.5 hours.
Okay.
To go give like a quote or something.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, and you know what I'll do too, man? I'll put this tool in there so you could kind of play with it. Give me 1 second here. Let me go to our current email thread. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to copy and paste all the cities. Okay.
Yeah.
In that 100 mile radius, but I'm going to put the actual tool that I use too. That way you could kind of play with it too. Like, you're able to play with your radius and all that stuff, you know?
Okay. Here.
So you'll have the cities, and I didn't make it look pretty either, brother. I just copy and pasted it, you know? And then I just put the link to it. It'll say freemaptools.com, yada, yada, yada. It's super easy. All you do is you put your zip code, and then you put the radius you want, and it'll show you, like, the zip codes even, the cities, the states. Like, you'll see what I'm talking about. Super, super helpful, man. You know? Okay. So I put those cities in, though, and then all you'll have to do when you do the application, just copy and paste them in there. Or whatever you end up setting, you know what I'm saying? Because they do want you to put it, okay?
Yeah, but it's self-explanatory, though. Like, I'll be able to see it. Okay, all
right.
So it's not,
it puts a bubble, it puts a bubble around you, right? Like, where you are. And then it has all the cities. Like, it's super easy when you go into the tool.
So it won't confuse me or anything like that. Okay,
man. Nah, you'll see at the very top, it'll have a map, and then it'll ask you kilometers or miles. You're just going to put the miles, you know? And then it'll already be set for zip code. Put your zip code in and then click search. And it'll show you all, like, everything on there, you know? Just call me when you're in front of it, too, and I can always walk you through it, brother. Super
easy. What time you leave the office?
So we're going to be here till 4 p.m. Pacific time, which is going to be 6 o'clock your time.
Okay, I might call you as soon as I get home then.
Perfect. Let me get your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment scheduled. What time on Monday do you want to knock that out?
Do I have to be in front of a computer?
You don't. No, sir.
Okay, well then just whatever time. It's just whatever time is going to get me approved the quickest, I guess.
Let's do, how about 9:30 a.m.?
Sure. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Perfect. All right. So I'm going to put you in for 9:30. You're going to get an email calendar invite.
Yeah. How long is it?
Oh, it's usually like a 10-minute conversation. It's really fast.
Okay, sweet,
Yeah. We block off 30 minutes to be safe, but sometimes we have you off the phone in like 5 minutes even. You know, we have you scan your driver's license, send you all the email confirmations. Like, it's really a quick call, you know?
Yeah.
As long as you want to have the app sent in already, because if the application isn't sent, then they walk you through it basically over the phone, you know?
Yeah, it'll be sent in by this afternoon.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm sending you an email calendar invite 1 hour before the appointment on Monday. You'll get an email reminder and a text reminder too. So you'll know it's coming. And I call you first to introduce you to the technician. The technician should be Bonnie too. She's amazing. So I'll introduce you to her on Monday as well. Okay?
Yeah.
And again, I'm here till 6 p.m. your time. So when you're in front of all this, too, just call me, and I can walk you through it all, Okay.
All right, that sounds good, man.
All right, Jacob, congratulations. Any questions from you right now?
No, that's it.
All right, brother. I'm going to send everything over, and I look forward to speaking with you later, okay?
You too, man. Thank you.
All right, you want to? Bye.